This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, January 15th, 2021. I'm Caleb Brown. The designation of Houthis as terrorists by the outgoing Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, stands to complicate the path to diplomacy over the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Cato's John Glazer comments.
When an administration leaves office, they often take actions that sort of firm up their policy priorities in a way that they hope, at least, makes it more difficult for the next administration to undo them, particularly when the party is in power is changing. So what does it mean that Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, declared the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization?
Well, as you implied, this is actually part of a handful of decisions that Secretary of State Pompeo made on his way out. And when decisions like this are made at the very last minute, with only, say, a week left to go in the administration, you do start to have to be a little skeptical about the reasons and the motivations behind it. If it were a necessary policy change that was close to American national security, which is what these changes are proposed as being, you know, they would have done it before 1 week left in the administration. And all of these things are things that are, you know, going to trip the Biden administration up. So not only did he designate the Houthi group in Yemen a terrorist organization, but he also put Cuba back on the terrorism list. He tried to, he announced an elimination of all the restrictions for U.S. officials and Taiwanese officials. So this is part of a set of things at the very end of the administration. And I think it really is about politics, essentially. So with regard to the Houthis, this is a troubling announcement. Little background on the Yemen war. 6 years ago, roughly, Saudi Arabia intervened in Yemen's civil war. At the time, the Obama administration had just about secured the Iran nuclear deal and was trying to placate the security concerns of our Gulf Arab allies, including Saudi Arabia. And so the Obama administration joined in, started supporting the Saudi coalition effort in bombing Yemen. And that included through arms, diplomatic support, intelligence support, refueling of airplanes, and so on. That has continued up to today. The Trump administration was only more supportive of the Saudi war in Yemen, and it's led to an acute humanitarian catastrophe. You know, something like 70% of the Yemeni population is at risk of malnutrition. We're talking about almost 250,000 people that have died in the course of this six-year war. It's horrendous. The primary, you know, I think Pompeo's stated justifications are fine enough. The Houthis are a militant group. They're a belligerent in a civil war. They have committed acts that are disgusting and could be categorized as terrorism. I don't quite know how to distinguish the acts of a terrorist group, quote unquote, like the Houthis, and the acts of the United States and their Saudi coalition partners. The actions are on the same scale of horrendous and unjustified. But the real problem is that the primary sort of effect of this policy of switching the Houthis over to officially designated terrorist group is that it'll make it all the more harder for humanitarian aid to get into the country, because various organizations that normally would deliver that kind of aid have to watch out for legal trouble because you can't be supporting a terrorist group like the Houthis. And so, you know, just before the Biden administration comes in, they have stated that they're going to try to make Yemen a priority, going to try to do some diplomacy to resolve the conflict and mitigate human suffering. And all this does is kind of throw a wrench into that.
How does the United States maintain this international friendship with Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that it's becoming increasingly hard to have this relationship go unquestioned, not just in the American body politic, but in the world at large. We're talking about one of the most authoritarian, repressive regimes in the world. They're very close to the United States, very close to the national security state. We support them really in a full-throated manner, despite the fact that they do things like murder American residents who are Saudi dissidents and journalists. They do things like commit serious war crimes that, because of the way that our foreign policy is entangled with them, leads us to support and be complicit in war crimes. This is not the kind of foreign policy that Americans should be proud of. It certainly doesn't match up with the platitudinous rhetoric that surrounds U.S. foreign policy, that we're the good guys and we represent the course of history and we're on a mission, a crusade, in fact, to make the world safe for democracies like ours. Our relationship with states like Saudi Arabia belies all of that. And so it is it's a reputational cost as well as a strategic cost, I think.
Assuming the Biden administration would like to follow through on this, what are the steps back? What are the steps to getting this vital aid in, or at least trying to quell the violence?
So there's all sorts of procedural obstacles that will have to happen in order that the Biden administration will have to overcome in order to undo this listing. And that includes a vote by Congress. And so to the extent that this issue has been politicized, that might be very difficult for the Biden administration to do. They can do things on their own in terms of just executive power. But the politicization of this is going to make it very hard and harder, that is, to undo. The other thing that I think is very short-sighted about this is that, you know, the designating the Houthis a terrorist group is rather provocative, right? Because they've never attacked Americans. They're not a militant group that targets the United States or its interests abroad. Right, they have local interests in Yemen. They happen to be supported by Iran, but they don't have international agenda. And so if you designate them as terrorists, if you claim that they're wholly, you know, just Iranian puppets, and if you support the other side in the war, you're almost inviting them to start targeting Americans abroad or at home. Do we really want to provoke yet another distant but locally concerned militant group to have anti-American ambitions? I don't think that's very very wise.
The obvious choice, and you can tell me why it might be incorrect or difficult, is for the United States to dissociate itself as quickly as possible with this devastation in Yemen.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we should remind ourselves that President Trump had two opportunities, because Congress presented him with one, to halt U.S. involvement in the Saudi war in Yemen, which does not have congressional approval, by the way. And he vetoed both of those efforts. And so I think it really is up to the Biden administration to look at this plainly and consider the damage that U.S. involvement has done in this war. I think we ought to use our leverage over Saudi Arabia to get them to stop this quagmire, which is really not even in their interests. It's damaging Saudi Arabia's interests, arguably, and to do something to mitigate what is widely understood to be the world's most acute humanitarian crisis, in no small part because American tax dollars and officials have supported the Saudi-led effort. So, yeah, I think diplomacy is needed. I think some measure of U.S. restraint and non-intervention is needed. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the way of the world this past 6 years.
John Glazer directs foreign policy studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast anywhere you please and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.